Time now for radio theater here on 103.3 KUMD. Christine Seitz is the artistic and executive director of the Duluth Playhouse. She joins us to talk about theater on the radio. Radio theater this morning on Northland Morning. Christine, you said something fascinating to me just a moment ago. You said tech rehearsal, when shows go backwards for a while. Since tech rehearsals are close to opening night, we need some more information.
Yes. Oh, what a great lead-in. Well, yeah, you know, some people may not be familiar that you come and see a show, right? But there's this process from the rehearsal studio where you start to moving to the stage, which is what is coined as technical rehearsals before you open, right? So we have a show opening in a couple of weeks, Broadway Bound, which is based loosely off Neil Simon's life. It's very fascinating, but at any rate, you rehearse for a month in a room, a box. You move it to the stage, and quite often shows will go backwards for a few days. So what seems to work in a studio in terms of blocking and furniture and even costumes, you're looking at costume pieces and props, and then you move to the stage, and there's a different perspective. You're further away, the house slants, the furniture's in a way, you can't see somebody's face, they can't get up the stairs in enough time to get to their line. The costume that looks so great in the rehearsal studio now looks really bland and just doesn't work. So that's the stage that we're in, and that's what technical rehearsal is about. We start layering the important elements, lights and sound, the costumes, finalizing the prop pieces, the scenic furniture, but you really can't get a great sense of that until you're on the stage. So that's what we do with tech rehearsal, and quite often, not quite often, every time that we start tech rehearsal, there are things that get chucked away and you start all over again. And say, that's not going to work. Now what do we have to do? So it's a very interesting process, and it's actually the final polish to production. And, you know, at the Playhouse, we'll spend 1 to 2 weeks in technical rehearsals to get these elements right, so that when you open the show, it is everything that you wanted it to be. But it's amazing what in the rehearsal studio, in your imagination, you think works.
Well, in particular, when you begin to do a show that, for example, is a period piece, and all of a sudden you discover that your actors can't move in their costumes.
Mm-hmm.
Or I would imagine that when you've got a musical, that your tech rehearsals, because of course then you're trying to coordinate, you know, musical cues and dance numbers that becomes even more ridiculously complicated.
It is complicated because it's you can't get a true sense of spacing or entrances and exits because you don't have that room in a studio. So those are the kind of tweaks that will happen that you think, okay, they've got enough time to run around backstage and enter on the other side, and you get to the actual stage. And it's like, actually, they don't. So now I have to reblock this. So we call it, you know, reblocking, literally. And that sometimes you have to, we will spend, 2-3 days with a production reblocking because it didn't work exactly as it did in the rehearsal studios. And the perspectives are different, and you have visual impairment sometimes. For example, with Broadway Bound, I went to tech rehearsal the other night, and, you know, the studio's just a flat floor. You get into the theater with the slope of the seating, and a couch and a chair were directly in the sight line of the upstage couch, which was a really important piece of furniture for the show. So we had to strike the chair and the table, and that meant the next night the director has to come in and reblock those scenes where he's used that chair that is now gone. So those are the kind of things that you work through, and it's very typical, and audiences probably have no idea how much a show can sometimes change when you move to the stage after 4 to 6 weeks of rehearsal in a studio.
Exactly. And so, like you say, it really is starting over because suddenly actors are moving in different places,
mm-hmm.
or yeah. every time they try to say their lines, work their part, for example, somebody's going, your makeup looks awful, your costume isn't right.
Uh-huh, and you get that, or the light designer says, you can't stand over there, I can't light you, so you have to move in. And, you know, it's just, it's a fascinating part of the process, really, and it's to me, the most exciting part of the process, because this is when all the pieces are coming together. But what you have to embrace is that often what was in your head or what you thought was going to work may not. And so directors have to be open to making quick decisions on revising what may have been their plan for 4 or 5 weeks, right? So it's a really fascinating piece of putting the show together that, of course, is critical to where you get at the end, right? So that's what we're doing right now, and every show goes through this in every theater, and it's something that I wish audiences could sit in on sometimes, because they'd be amazed at how much that a show may have to be reshaped, or, you know, a costume that you built from scratch, and now you get it to the stage, and you look at it, and you're going, that doesn't work at all, you know? Those bows are too big, or whatever it is.
Or the actor tries to get out of it to do a quick change and discovers that once they're in it, they're never coming out.
Yeah, it's just not happening.
Christine, what is one of your favorite stories or memories from a tech rehearsal?
Well, boy, there are so many. I have known shows where, just like you said, that the actor would run off the stage and literally they just couldn't make the costume change. And so that's a big change, you know, it's a big revision, if you will, to figure out, you know, what you're going to do to fix that. We have had shows where the choreography was meant to go on different platforms and they can't sit, they can't get up the stairs in enough time, so you're reblocking entire numbers and choreography. That's a lot of work. But you know what? Most directors come into the process knowing that this is part of it, and being prepared. And so in their mind, they're going, if this doesn't work, what will I do? So they kind of come with a bag of tricks of, here's how I'm going to fix this if I have any issues. And so, you know, and then you have a team around you. So I have seen it all. I have seen actors not be able to get to the stage on time, and I've seen costume changes not work, and I've seen people not be able to dance in on little platforms that they were supposed to dance on, and. But it all gets fixed in the end.
It's sometimes. One of the favorite memories in our household was of a high school production of The Hunchback of Notre Dame, where, as it turned out, in production, the staircase to the bell tower where Quasimodo was going to grab Esmeralda and take her to the bell tower wasn't really wide enough. So he grabbed her, threw her over his shoulder, went to the staircase, set her down. They both walked up the stairs, and then he grabbed her and threw her over his shoulder again. So, yeah, you know, you do what you got to do because it's live theater, and that's why it's fun.
I know. I remember one time when I was in a show that I went to open. I was supposed to go through this door and for some reason into the house. And for some reason, the door would not open. And I was there by myself on the stage. And so because the door wouldn't open, I thought, okay, what are my options? So I started knocking on the door of my house that I lived in, right?
Who doesn't get locked out of their house, Christine?
I know, and I kept thinking somebody from backstage would figure out I couldn't get the door open. It would come out, and they didn't.
So theater.
I sat on the steps, and I thought, well, what am I going to do until someone figures out the door?
Theater, because life is not full of enough embarrassing moments. You need to find them and have them in front of hundreds of people.
Oh, and that's part of the fun.
I guess. Christine, thanks so much for joining us. It's always a hoot to talk with you.
Oh, thanks, Lisa. Have a great day.
You too. Christine Seitz thinks on her feet. She's the artistic and executive director of the Duluth Playhouse. She joined us this morning to talk about theater on the radio. Radio Theater, Fridays at 8:30 on Northland Morning. Radio Theater on KUMD is supported in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.